Mike Ma is at the farm right now here in Missouri, and he's going to be with me this afternoon talking about roadblocks and vehicle checks that he saw on his way from Central America to Springfield, Missouri. He drove his truck thousands of miles to get here, class. He saw some x-ray trucks, stopping vehicles, gauntlets that you would have to drive through and be x-rayed to see what's in your vehicle. And get ready. He saw them. They're coming our way. It's not comforting. Right now, our class is focused on when disaster strikes, when technology fails. Specifically, we're going to be learning about grid collapse and building local resilience and critical thinking when you need it most. Our senior USAPreparers.com survival instructor, best-selling author on preparedness, and MIT engineer is in the classroom with me today. We learned about raising rabbits for meat. We learned about what a nuisance the U.S. Department of Agriculture is. The Dollar Heights family was threatened with millions of dollars in fines for raising rabbits. And they swooped down on the Dollar Heights farm, and they found the conditions to be pristine. But that didn't stop them. They decided there was money in fining them, and they wanted the Dollar Heights to give them jurisdiction regarding raising their rabbits. The Dollar Heights refused to give the USDA written jurisdiction to fine them, and the long story shortened is the Dollar Heights won. I was on the road during the holidays, and I was on the East Coast, and I was driving on a very large highway. And as I was approaching this overpass, a man jumped off the bridge, and I saw this. I saw it coming. And I was able to stop in time, and I was able to slow down so that the people behind me didn't rear-end me. And we stopped all the traffic, and I directed people as to what to do. We got, you know, the emergency medical people on the scene, and I don't know what happened to the man. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Christmas is a time where there are a lot of suicides. 46,000 people are seeking shelter every night in New York City, a new record. And the government is saying that the economy is improving? Who are they kidding?